The Bus Incident, Chapter 3. Colvin relied on the city buses to get to and from school, since her parents didn't own a car. But these buses were segregated. White and black people had to sit in different seats. One day, on March 2, 1955, Colvin was returning from school. She was sitting with her books on her lap in the color section, about two seats away from an emergency exit in the Capitol Heights bus. Soon the bus got crowded, and a white woman had to stand up. So the bus driver, Robert W. Cleary, commanded Colvin and three others in her row to give up their seats for the white woman. The other three moved, but Colvin stayed. Then another pregnant black woman, Ruth Hamilton, got up and sat next to Colvin.